This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena, Geneva.
How are you?
I'm good. Refreshed.
Yes.
There's a lot of students here.
Yes. You're telling me that you went to a festival.
I did.
Yes,
Deep Dive. Deep Dive Festival.
How was that?
It was fun.
What highlights have you got
Chris
for me?
Chris Knox was obviously a highlight.
Yes.
He was amazing.
Oh, fair.
And Leaping Tiger, obviously. He's great. Yeah, it was just a good vibe.
Good vibes.
Yes.
Shot Deep Dive.
And we're going to keep the vibes going with anniversary albums.
Yes, we are.
We're looking at Diana by Diana Ross from 1980, which is turning 40. Obviously, Diana Ross, American soul queen, former Supreme.
Former Supreme slash the number
the
one.
The Queen Supreme.
The Queen of the Supreme.
Exactly.
Yes.
Obviously, she got her fame and fortune as a member of the Supremes, who at the time were the biggest selling girl group on the planet.
Mate.
And still, I think to this day, they're still in the top 10 for girl groups of most selling, best selling.
I don't think I could pick a favourite song of theirs.
No, it's impossible.
No.
They just got hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
But she left the group in 1970 and started a solo career and acting career as well, actually.
Yeah.
She's been in quite a few films. And she didn't really have the success initially that she had with the Supremes through the 70s. But in 1979, after a few years sort of slumping, she managed to get a gold record with her album The Boss, which is a pretty cool title for an album. And this kind of helped her spark restart her solo career. And because by this time she was mid-30s, she'd been around nearly 20 years. She was a bit of a veteran in the music industry. So, yeah, she needed that second coming, so to speak. So with her new album, Diana, she kind of got inspired by disco in particular, a lot of modern music, because disco obviously massively popular at the time.
Hells yes, disco.
And with this, she hooked up with Sheik's Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, who helped produce this record. You just heard a Sheik song just before.
Yes, we did.
Very classic, very distinct sound, lots of bass, lots of sort of
beauty,
jiggity jaggity guitar.
Yes.
And they went into the studio and recorded the songs. However, Diana Ross wasn't very happy with the results.
Why not?
It just didn't sit with her. So she basically decided to re-record and remix the entire album to give it a more commercial pop feel.
Right.
And this new version was the version that would be released. And in fact, the Sheik guys didn't find out about this until they were given a copy of the new album.
Oh, so it's like that.
So they were like, oh, shit. Where's my parts gone now? This isn't what we did now.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
They were pretty pissed off, to say the least.
Was there a lawsuit?
They did actually, years later, sued Motown, claiming they didn't get royalties from this record. Nevertheless, you can still hear Nile Rodgers' guitar playing on this record and Bernard Edwards' bass playing. It's got a very Sheik sound to it still, despite the remixing. So it's not totally a complete flip.
So they wanted the Sheik sound.
They wanted they wanted what they did completely, but she decided to just change it slightly and adapt it. So it wasn't as disco as what they had recorded. It was more poppy disco.
Yes,
if you know what I mean. But it still sounds good. I mean, it's still got that classic disco-y type sound to it, and these tracks are still memorable, very memorable classics. So we're going to start on that note with track number 2, which is called Tenderness.
Okay.
And again, you'll hear straight away, very strong sort of Sheik Sister Sledge feel to it. You'll instantly recognize Nile Rodgers' guitar playing and Bernard Edwards' pulsating bass line. And it's just a groovy track.
Damn right it is. What is that groove?
Love me.
Oh, shot Diana.
Absolutely filthy bass line. Goodness me.
Kia ora, everyone. This is Morning Glory with Geneva. You're tuned into Anniversary Albums, our favourite segment, looking at Diana Ross for our album of the week with
Sam
Smith.
That was Tenderness. And the next track we're going to hear, you'll be absolutely familiar to you all. It's the opening track and the lead single from the album. It's called Upside Down.
Yes.
Huge, huge hit for Diana.
Yes.
Went number one in the States and stayed there for 4 weeks. It also earned her a Grammy nomination, and Billboard named it the 77th best song of all time.
I think that this song perfectly illustrates what it's like to fall in love with someone in many different instances, you know? Mm. You're just like, whoop, plot twist.
Plot twist, just like that.
Twisty twist. Text 5395 if you want to talk to us about Diana Ross.
Or just have a boogie.
Or just have a boogie with us. Yeah. I'm so glad that you chose this album to do.
Pleasure. I could just isolate the vocals and listen to that guitar and bass together just as it is.
As it is.
As it is.
As is.
It's just so infectious.
Yeah, I guess it is a bit of a shame that that the session musicians who were involved were treated as such.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
Because they were actually responsible for that sound,
they were.
Right?
And it could have been even more disco-y if it isn't already enough.
Yes.
To Scooby.
Yeah. For those of you who have just joined us, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hello.
We're looking at Diana Ross. Yes. We're just about to look at the reception, aren't we?
We are, yes. How was this album received? What was its legacy like?
What was its legacy?
Well, it was a massive commercial success. It reached number 2 in the Billboard charts and went on to sell 10 million copies. Which is a lot of albums when you think about it.
It's a lot of squids.
Remember, this is, you know, back when records, vinyl records, were still the norm.
Many clams.
So that's a lot of physical copies.
Lots of oysters.
Lots of them, yeah. So it became her most successful album commercially and completely resurrected her career. Critics were very impressed with the sound, her voice, the production as well. So the decision to re-record it kind of worked for her in the end.
Mm.
Many critics were like, oh, this is her breaking free from the shackles of Motown, which is a good point because it was her last record for Motown for the next few years who she'd been with right up to that point.
Did they have quite a fraught relationship?
At the end, I think they did, yeah. Because I think she married Berry Gordy at some point.
Oh.
So, yeah, but that might have ended acrimoniously, I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Since then, she's released 13 more solo albums. The last was in 2006. She never really reached the commercial heights of this particular record again. This was kind of the peak of her solo career, so to speak. But obviously her influence remains very strong today. Her work with the Supremes on its own is just extraordinary. And she's obviously influenced so many artists that have come after. I mean, Beyonce, Janet Jackson, obviously huge. Mm. Amy Winehouse. The list is kind of endless where she's, yeah, influenced some great singers.
Yes.
So... on that note.
Oh, I think we got a text in.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, well, it's been a bit quiet on the texts. Thank you, Geneva and Sam, for another uplifting and informative anniversary album and giving Diana some love. Oh, loving it.
That's my pleasure.
That was so sweet.
It was sweet. Thank you.
Because we were kind of like, why is everyone being so quiet? It's like, oh, maybe like people hate disco.
Well,
like, oh.
I'm not going to say anything about that.
They love the disco.
I don't know how you can't, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to finish.
Thank you, listener.
Yes, thank you very much. That was very touching.
We were touched by your beautiful message.
And it's all Diana, though. It's all Diana.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to finish on that note with a huge, huge song. Top 5 hits, second single from the record. It's obviously I'm Coming Out. It's a... Big LGBT anthem.
Yes.
Has been since then, which is appropriate because the story behind the song, Nile Rodgers actually wrote this song.
Did he?
He got the idea for the song after seeing 3 drag queens dressed as Diana Ross at a New York nightclub.
Oh.
So that's where the song originated.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So it is actually about coming out.
Technically it is. And the fact that it's taken on this big sort of anthemic LGBT quality to it is kind of appropriate.
Fabulous.
I guess, in that regard. Yeah.
That's bloody awesome. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam. I'll see you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
And yeah, thank you very much to the listeners for texting in. Ah, there it is. There it is.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.